Phoebe Moon, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Phoebe is an irregular satellite of Saturn. It was discovered by William Henry Pickering on 17 March 1899 from photographic plates that had been taken starting on 16 August 1898 at Arequipa, Peru, by Delisle Stewart. It was the first satellite to be discovered photographically. Phoebe was the first target encountered upon the arrival of Cassini-Huygens to the Saturn system in 2004, and is thus unusually well studied for a natural satellite of its size. Cassini's trajectory to Saturn and time of arrival were specifically chosen to permit this flyby. After the encounter and its insertion orbit, Cassini would not go much beyond the orbit of Iapetus. Contents. Section 1. Name. Section 2. Orbital characteristics. Section 3. Physical characteristics. Section 4. Spacecraft flybys. Section 5. Phoebe ring. Section 1. Name. The moon is named after Phoebe, a Titan in Greek mythology. It is also designated Saturn IX. The International Astronomical Union, IAU, nomenclature standards have stated that features on Phoebe are to be named after characters in the Greek myth of Jason and the Argonauts. In 2005, the IAU officially named 24 craters. Dr. Toby Owen of the University of Hawaii at Manoa, chairman of the IAU Outer Solar System Task Group, said, quote, "We picked the legend of the Argonauts for Phoebe as it has some resonance with the exploration of the Saturn system by Cassini-Huygens. We can't say that our participating scientists include heroes like Hercules and Atalanta, but they do represent a wide international spectrum of outstanding people who were willing to take the risk of joining this voyage to a distant realm in hopes of bringing back a grand prize." Section 2. Orbital characteristics. For more than 100 years, Phoebe was Saturn's outermost known moon until the discovery of several smaller moons in 2000. Phoebe is almost 4 times more distant from Saturn than its nearest major neighbor, Iapetus, and is substantially larger than any of the other moons orbiting planets at comparable distances. All of Saturn's moons up to Iapetus orbit very nearly in the same plane of Saturn's equator. The outer irregular satellites follow fairly to highly eccentric orbits, and none is expected to rotate synchronously as all the inner moons of Saturn do, except for Hyperion. Section 3. Physical characteristics. Phoebe is roughly spherical and has a diameter of 220 kilometers, that's 140 miles, which is equal to about 1/15th of the diameter of Earth's moon. Phoebe rotates on its axis every 9 hours, and it completes a full orbit around Saturn in about 18 months. Its surface temperature is 75 Kelvin, that's minus 198 degrees Celsius. Most of Saturn's inner moons have very bright surfaces, but Phoebe's albedo is very low, 0.06, as dark as lamp black. The Phoebean surface is extremely heavily scarred, with craters up to 80 kilometers across, one of which has walls 16 kilometers high. Phoebe's dark coloring initially led scientists surmising that it was a captured asteroid, as it resembled the common class of dark carbonaceous asteroids. These are chemically very primitive, and are thought to be composed of original solids that condensed out of the solar nebula, with very little modification since then. However, images from the Cassini-Huygens space probe indicate that Phoebe's craters show a considerable variation in brightness, which indicates the presence of large quantities of ice below a relatively thin blanket of dark surface deposits, some 300 to 500 meters thick. In addition, quantities of carbon dioxide have been detected on the surface, a finding which has never been replicated on an asteroid. It is estimated that Phoebe is about 50% rock, as opposed to the 35% or so that typify Saturn's inner moons. For these reasons, scientists are coming to believe that Phoebe is in fact a captured centaur, one of a number of icy planetoids from the Kuiper Belt that orbit the Sun between Jupiter and Neptune. Phoebe is the first such object to be imaged as anything other than a dot. Material displaced from Phoebe's surface by microscopic meteor impacts may be responsible for the dark surfaces of Hyperion. Debris from the biggest impacts may have been the building blocks of the other moons of Phoebe's group, all of which are less than 10 kilometers in diameter. Section 4. Spacecraft flybys. The Voyager 2 spacecraft passed by Phoebe in September 1981, although the 2.2 million kilometer distance and low resolution meant that relatively little could be learned from the resulting images. The Cassini spacecraft flew within 2,068 kilometers, 1,285 miles, of Phoebe on 11 June 2004, returning many high-resolution images of the moon and its scarred surface. By a stroke of pure luck, Phoebe happened to be in the best part of its orbit to be photographed by the incoming Cassini probe, which otherwise would not have likely returned pictures much better than Voyager due to Phoebe's distance from Saturn. In addition, due to its rapid rotation period of approximately 9 hours, 56 minutes, Cassini was able to map virtually the entire surface of Phoebe. Section 5. Phoebe Ring. The Phoebe Ring is one of the rings of Saturn. This ring is tilted 27 degrees from Saturn's equatorial plane and the other rings. It extends from at least 128 to 207 times the radius of Saturn. Phoebe orbits the planet at an average distance of 215 Saturn radii. The ring is about 20 times as thick as the diameter of the planet. Since the ring's particles are presumed to have originated from micrometeoroid impacts on Phoebe, they should share its retrograde orbit, which is opposite to the orbital motion of the next inner moon, Iapetus. Inwardly migrating ring material would thus strike Iapetus's leading hemisphere, possibly causing the two-tone coloration of that moon. Although very large, the ring is virtually invisible. It was discovered using NASA's Infrared Spitzer Space Telescope.